Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie
on Alice.
And I saw some stuff yesterday. And maybe Texnado can maybe straighten this out for me. But, you know, yesterday was Pat Bowlen Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did you go celebrate?
No, I didn't make it down there. But I thought it would be a really big deal. And I was thinking of Pat most of the day.
Right.
So, you know, I was there in spirit.
I got you.
Okay. But I saw some of the footage.
Of Pat Bowlen Day?
Yeah, of the celebration.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, yeah, it didn't seem like that we really cared that much.
No, and there wasn't a lot of people there.
No kidding.
I missed it. So what did I miss, you guys?
They did a celebration down. Was that at the Capitol or the Civic Center building?
City and County building.
All right, City County building. And Mayor Hancock was there, and he was addressing the crowd, which was really small.
Two people.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was not good.
I'm going to say 20.
Really? That's maybe generous. 20.
Yeah. And then they had that ragtag band. It looked like a bunch of guys that they just went out and picked up off of Colfax.
They have band members on Colfax?
I don't know. They just looked ragtag.
When did they start getting trumpet players on Colfax? I think I'll get a hooker and a trumpet player.
Well, you know how you see those street musicians?
You want an audience sometimes.
I don't know if they're on Colfax. It might be 16th Street. When you see them, and they're always taking a tip or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like they got six or seven of those guys down
really?
There, okay? And they're playing on the steps behind the Hancock. Mm-hmm. And it looked like, nobody was there. It looked like it was only the band and Mayor Hancock.
Was the Bowlen family there?
Yes, they were.
They were?
Yeah, they were there.
That would be sad.
They outnumbered the crowd.
They did?
Yeah, there were so many of them.
Oh.
But it was a little, it almost appeared to me that it wasn't well organized, well thought out.
Well, that's what I'm going to say, because I didn't even know about it. It wasn't promoted.
Mm, we didn't know until we showed up to work yesterday morning,
yeah,
right?
So I don't think they asked people to come down there. I mean, when did we tell people you could go down there?
I don't think
we ever did.
I'm sure they put it on some of the, you know, city emails, like anybody gets those.
Right.
But I'm sure they tried to spread the word, but it looked like something that, I felt like it was Mayor Hancock is the guy that just kind of did it on his own, that he had no support from the governor or he had
the governor wasn't there?
I didn't see the governor.
I didn't see a lot of people there. It was.
Did you see the governor?
It was pathetic. No.
What about all the dignitaries, all the, you know, the people that wear the suits, no suits?
No, I didn't see those
what
either.
What about the football players?
I didn't see any football players.
They should have had the football players. Mm-hmm. What?
Jamie, it was awful.
That's weird.
And I'm a little disappointed, to be honest with you, because Pat Bowlen, he put this city on the map when it came to sports.
Yeah.
I mean, when he started the Denver Broncos, as Pat Bowlen himself had said over his span of his life, was this was nothing but just a dirt cowboy town, a flyover state, until the Broncos came here. And he's the one that made this city grow the way it was. It was really disappointing.
Well, especially since not a Bronco player. And Peyton Manning, nobody?
No.
John Elway?
No.
That's weird. Don't you guys think that's weird?
I thought it was quite. That's why I'm bringing it up. I thought it was really bizarre. I'm watching some of the footage, and a couple of TV stations showed up with their cameras, but the stuff they got on their camera wasn't that good because, again, it was really dismal.
And nobody said, hey, this sucks?
No, nobody except us.
I think we're the first people to say it.
I'm the only one.
Should we be saying this? I feel like everybody just let it happen and then they walked away.
You're right.
Yeah.
Even the people that showed up with the cameras, like Fox 31, 9 News, those people were down there just to shoot some footage or whatever. They never were honest about it. Like, man, this was really disappointing today. Like we are. We're very honest about it. You know, I was expecting something, you know, maybe a couple of thousand people down there.
Right.
And, you know, football players, as you said.
Nothing.
You know, maybe even, you know, Elway himself. Peyton Manning.
Maybe it'll be better next year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think you do it annually.
No.
It's a one-time show.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have Pat Bowlen Day every time this year?
No.
Next year?
No.
What?
No, when you do something like that, it's a one-time deal.
And that was it?
Unless you officially make a certain day Pat Boland Day.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
But it was just a one-time
deal. One-day.
We didn't make it official.
And then, get this, they put that ragtag sign.
It looked like an elementary school project. What bothers me.
It looked like some kid with a crayon made the Pat Boland Way sign that they put over Bannock Street.
Oh, no.
And it's I'm pretty sure it's down by now.
It's gone.
They use crayons?
That's what it looked like.
They didn't even get the right orange or the right blue.
Really? Oh, no. I didn't see any of this.
It was awful.
Oh, that sounds so sad.
It depressed me last night.
Can we take a mulligan? Can we do a do-over?
I don't know if you can.
I think you can. You just say, that one didn't count. That was embarrassing. Man. Now we need to do it right.
The mayor's got the power. He can do it.
Well, it sounds like he just did it for himself. Like BJ
That's
was saying.
What it appeared to be. It appeared that the mayor took this on his own, thinking that it was going to be a big deal, that people are going to turn out. You know, it's going to be just an unbelievable day. And it just fizzled.
Wow. I didn't see anything about it.
It was, that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow.
That's why. Wow.
All right. So Bannock is now Bannock again.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, sorry, missed it.
It was a good run, Pat.
God love him.
There you go. You got your day. Yay. You happy?
Oh,
man. If he's looking down.
Was he sad?
Or up?
Wow.
Well, I don't know.
That's a little
wow. I'm not the judge here. I'm not the judge here, okay?
Don't call.
I'm not the judge here, guys.
That
I'm just
is not
I'm,
okay.
I'm simply covering.
Just push the button.
I'm simply.
Might want to get out of this
one. Done.
I'm simply.
Let's end this segment. Done.
Covering all the bases, okay?
Push the button.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.